play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Great. How about you, Aisha?
I'm good. Glad to be back in the puzzle chair.
Welcome back.
So, Will, can you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Michael Picard of St. John's, Newfoundland. I said, name something in 10 letters that's found in a kitchen. Drop its 6th letter to name something on a keyboard. Then drop the new word's 5th letter to name something that no one wants to get. What words are these? Well, the thing in a kitchen is a backsplash. Drop the P and you get a backslash, which is on a keyboard. And then drop the S and you get a backlash, which is something no one wants to get.
There were over 800 correct entries this week. Our winner is John Blakelock of Yellow Springs, Ohio. Congratulations, John.
Oh, thank you.
How did you figure it out?
I'd been looking at all kinds of lists of kitchen utensils and cookware and looking at the keyboard. I said, backspace. I wrote that down. I was counting letters. I said, oh, my God, backsplash.
Oh, and you got it right then. John, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the early 90s. I'm ready to get that lapel pin, I'll tell you what.
You've been waiting for this. I hear you saying you're ready, but I got to ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Well, you know, I hope it's not sports, but I'll probably be asking you to throw me a lifeline.
All right. Well, take it away, Will.
All right, John, today's puzzle is sports-free. I'm going to give you two words starting with the letter B. You give me another word starting with B that can follow my first one and precede my second one, in each case to complete a compound word or a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said boot and box, you would say black, as in boot black and black box. Here's number one, beer button.
Okay, so beer button. So a beer...
What your stomach might have if you drink a little too much beer.
Belch? No.
You have a beer...
Beer belly button. Okay.
Good job. Here's your next one. Blue binder.
Okay, blue binder.
If you were taking writing a test at college, you might write it in a blue blank.
Well, you have those little blue notebooks, so blue book binder.
You got a blue book and bookbinder. Good. Bounce burner.
Bounce ball, burner, back burner. Bounce back burner.
You got it. Billiard bearing.
Okay, billiard ball bearing.
You got it. Busy builder.
Busy bee builder? No. Aisha, you want to jump in?
That's what I'm trying to think. Busy.
And for the second one, what would you be? If you like to lift weights.
Oh, body. Busy body builder.
Good job. Bar bottoms.
Okay, bell bottoms, bell bottoms.
You got it. Try this one. Baby brothers.
Baby brothers.
What if you have really nice looking eyes? What would those be?
Oh, Blues and the Blues Brothers. Oh.
There you go. Bird buster.
Oh, bird brain buster.
Good job. And here's your last one, brick and boy. This one's 3 letters.
Bat, brick bat.
A brick bat. If you criticize somebody severely, you send them a brick bat.
Oh, okay. Brick bat and bat boy. Okay. Okay, I wasn't much help for that, but you did a wonderful job. How do you feel?
Relieved and looking forward to my lapel pin.
I know you were very... Well, see, as you've already said, for playing our puzzle today, you will get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And John, what member station do you listen to?
I'm a sustainer for WYSO and also WPTD in Dayton.
That's John Blakelock of Yellow Springs, Ohio. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
It was a thrill. Thank you. It's so exciting. I got my own power pen.
Love the enthusiasm. Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. Take the name of a nocturnal creature in 2 words. The first word is a spooky sound. Move the last letter of the first word to the start of the second word, and you'll get another nocturnal spooky sound. What is the creature and what are the sounds? So again, a nocturnal creature, two words. The first word is a spooky sound. Move the last letter of the first word to the start of the second word, and you'll get another nocturnal spooky sound. Name the creature and the sounds.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, June 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.